Ukraine has fired first U.S.-made Atacms missiles inside Russia, says Kremlin. Ukraine has conducted its first strike inside Russian territory with U.S.-made long-range Atacms missiles, according to Russia's Ministry of Defense. On Telegram, Russia's Ministry of Defense posted that on November 19 at 3:25, the enemy launched strikes by six ballistic missiles targeting a facility in Bryansk region. It said that according to confirmed data, U.S.-made Atacms operational tactical missiles have been used. Missiles. It added that as a result of an anti-missile operation, S-400 and Panzer SAM systems shot down five missiles and damaged one. Its fragments hit the technical territory of the military facility in Bryansk region, causing a fire that was quickly eliminated, it said. Russia said that there were no casualties or damage. Reuters reported that Kyiv said on Tuesday it struck a Russian arsenal near the town of Karachev in the Bryansk region, over 110 kilometers from Ukraine. There was no official confirmation from Ukraine about what weapon was used. According to anonymous U.S. officials who spoke to media outlets, Biden has authorized Ukraine to use long-range missiles provided by the Pentagon to strike targets in the Russian region of Kursk. Ukraine had long been seeking permission to use long-range weapons inside Russian territories, but Biden had remained opposed. Previously, Biden said he felt allowing U.S. missiles to be used on Russian territories could draw the United States and other NATO members into direct conflict with nuclear-armed Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that if NATO allies allow Ukraine to strike inside Russian territory, it would be considered direct involvement in the war, and that Moscow could provide long-range weapons to others to strike Western targets. Nuclear weapons. On November 18, Russia's President Vladimir Putin signed a new doctrine lowering the threshold for using nuclear weapons, his spokesperson said on Monday. The doctrine now states that an attack on Russia by any nation using conventional missiles supplied by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack. The announcement, made via the TASS news agency, follows the Kremlin's angry reaction to reports President Joe Biden had given permission for Ukraine to fire U.S. and NATO-supplied missiles deep into Russian territory. Putin's decision to sign the new doctrine comes exactly 1,000 days after he sent troops into Ukraine on February 24, 2022. World War III. Former Russian President and Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, a close ally of Putin, wrote on X, "Russia's new nuclear doctrine means NATO missiles fired against our country could be deemed an attack by the bloc on Russia. Russia could retaliate with WMD against Kyiv and key NATO facilities, wherever they're located. That means World War III." Tim Ripley, a military analyst and editor of the Defense Eye website, previously told the Epoch Times that Russia's leadership would use nuclear weapons only if they were desperate. Sam Faddis, a former CIA officer and senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy, wrote on his Substack on October 31 that we are dancing along the edge of the abyss. Putin is practicing for the end of the world. Don't assume he's just bluffing, he added. This is a developing story. Updates will follow. Reuters and Chris Summers contributed to this report.